Unmarket Your Business, the podcast, born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master, ones that feel authentic instead of salesy, strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Hey there, it's Carol J. Dunlop, your hostess with the mostest. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Unmarket Your Business podcast. I'm so happy to have you riding along with me and as part of my tribe, and it really, really warms my heart that you're here. So I wanted to talk about something today, and that's about using keywords to promote your blog. Understood necessity that you have to have. So we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast. All right, so welcome back. Thanks so much for tuning in again. I am your hostess, Carol J. Dunlop, and also I am Amazon number one international best-selling author for my book, Unmarket Your Business, 10 Ways for Savvy Entrepreneurs to Stand Out, Stop Struggling, and Start Profiting. You can get your book right now by going to csicorporation.com/book, and you can also find it on Amazon. So if you can't be found, you can't sell. Keywords and keyword phrases are the cornerstone element that lead potential clients to your homepage of your website. More eyeballs on your content means more opportunities to sell and welcome in new clients. So today that's what we're talking about, keywords and how keywords can bring you in more traffic. So speaking of traffic, I want you to check out the new post on my blog, Blog Promotion Tips, How to Get More Traffic. I show you three ways to get more eyeballs on your blog. And you can read all about it at csicorporation.com/blog. So let's get into our subject for today, talking about keywords. So first of all, what are keywords? Keywords are just like they sound. They're words that you use, that you put on your website, so that when people search for you in Google or Bing or Yahoo or on Safari, they can find you. Because those words are on your website and they are actually using those words to search for you. So you may ask, what's the difference between keywords and keyword phrases? Because I know people throw that around a lot. What's your keyword phrase and what's your keywords? They're kind of one and the same. Keywords usually are like singular words. So say, for instance, if you're a car dealer, you may use automobiles or cars. Something like that. Or maybe if you're a chef, you may say recipes or, let's see, food. But in and of themselves, those keywords aren't that powerful because everyone and their mother's brother's uncle are searching for those one word. So you need to really hone in and find the people who want to work with you. You need to use keyword phrases. And I just recently started getting into this a little bit more. I mean, I've been doing search engine optimization, optimizing my website, all that for a number of years. But, you know, sometimes you got to change some things up. So I've really been a student of this. I mean, really, really, really studying this for the last month or so. And I've found some awesome information and I want to share it with you. So one thing that I've found from searching a couple of blogs and looking at all the people who are really, you know, getting in tons and tons of traffic to their website, is that you should go for a three-word keyword phrase. That means three words that are made up of like your core keyword, plus you add a verb or an action word in the front and in the back. So my thing would be website design. So that's one of our keywords. But if I just put website design out there into Google or into Bing or Yahoo or any other search engine, how many people are going to come up, right? Website design. You're going to get 1,000,001 people that come up, and then trying to get my company to stand out above all the rest is going to be so very hard, because that is a very popular keyword. Even though it's two words, it's a very popular keyword phrase. So maybe I can hone in a little bit by doing web design in Atlanta, or web design in DeKalb County, or web design in Gwinnett County, which are counties inside of the Atlanta metro area. Or maybe I do web design for coaches or web design for chiropractors. You see what I'm talking about? If you think about what your ideal perfect audience, your prospect, is going to use, what kind of keywords and keyword phrases they're going to put into that, into the search engine, then you can kind of think of, oh, this is the thing I need to put in there. Because remember, they're searching for these words. You want these words on your website, in your headings, in your titles, in your H2 tags, in your you want them like everywhere on your site, so that Google says, oh, this person is looking for web design in Atlanta. And this website has that keyword phrase on it, web design in Atlanta. You know, it's not just, it doesn't just sit there by itself. It's in regular conversation, inside a paragraph, inside a title. Maybe I do like best website design in Atlanta, something like that. That may be a title of one of my blog posts. So if Google or any search engine, we're just going to say Google because that's the behemoth, the mama of all search engines, if they say, if a person, a user goes up there and types in web design in Atlanta, and you have that on your website, web design in Atlanta, boom, we got a match, right? I wish it were that easy. And there are a lot of other web designers in Atlanta, but it's much better than put website design, right? Because website design may bring up millions of people, of companies. Web design in Atlanta gives me a better chance of standing out of the people who are in Atlanta, right? And then we can niche that down a little bit more. Maybe, for instance, you're a nutritionist and you specialize, or you really cater to nutrition for busy moms. Wow. How many people are looking for nutrition for busy moms? I'm sure all the busy moms are out there looking for it. But if you can put that in your blog post, in your title, in your meta descriptions, that's that stuff behind the scenes that you really don't think about that much. If you can put that in there, then that's going to help you stand out much better from the crowd. I hope that helps you to think about keywords. So you may be asking, do you even need to use these keywords? Well, you only need to use keywords if you want to get found on the internet. So that's the end of that. And then the next question would be, how do you know which keywords to use? So I've already told you that you are going to use the keywords that your prospective clients are using to search. And how do you know that? How do you figure out what that is? Well, that goes back to what I've been saying all this time. You need to ask people. Ask your friends. Ask your family. Ask your clients. And ask the people who are following you in your tribe, ask them. So the reason we want to ask friends and family members, because we want to see what they say. Now, they're not necessarily your target audience, but you still want to see what they say anyway. And it might help them, because it could be referral partners for you, and it might help them to learn what you do. So you just ask them, hey, if you were searching for me on the web, what would you type into that little thing in Google? Just ask them something like that. Put a post on Facebook or Twitter, or create a Pinterest pin and put that out there. If you were looking for me, what would you say? And then see what they say when they come back. Oh, if I was looking for you and say that you're a nutritionist, I would say I was looking for a nutritionist. I would say I want someone help me cook meals. Help me cook meals fast. Okay, so maybe if someone is looking for that and you're a nutritionist, maybe you're a easy recipes, Easy recipes for busy moms. That could be something, right? So you kind of have to play with it. There's no one set way to find out. There's a lot of different ways, so you just need to play with it. So another, we already talked about asking your audience. Another way you can figure out which keywords to use is to use the Google Keyword Planner, especially if you use AdWords for advertising on Google. Or you can use Neil Patel's Uber Suggest, and that's UberSuggest. You can, it's totally free and it's totally awesome. You can put the keywords in there that you're thinking you might want to use, and it'll come up and tell you how popular that keyword is, how many times it's being used. It also tells you how if it's going to be easy for you to rank, meaning if Google is going to show up, is going to say, hey, I found this keyword on this site, and I'm putting it on the first or second page of Google. That's what ranking means. Usually if it ranks at all, that's good, any page. But especially if it's on the first or second page, because usually if you get past the first or second page, you know you're not going to look, right? So your people aren't going to look either. So you try as hard as you can to get keywords that are going to come up on the first or second page so people can see them. The other thing you can do, and this is really neat, this is something I just found out recently, and that's use the native search inside of the platforms. What does that mean? So I'm going to use Pinterest, for example, because Pinterest is really cool. And Pinterest is one of the only social media platforms out there right now that you can still get organic reach, meaning you can post a pin and people can actually find you and go to your website. It used to happen like that on Twitter and Facebook, but they've become a pay-to-play type of platform. So organic reach on Facebook, everybody's talking about it, it's way down. If you have 1,000 people that follow you and you post something, maybe 1% will see it unless you pay for it. That's what we mean by organic and paid reach. So let's go back to Pinterest. So you go to Pinterest and you go up to the bar where you're searching for something and just put in recipes, for instance. Put in recipes. And look at what it gives you, not scrolling down or anything, and don't look at the pins, just type recipes into that search bar and just watch what happens. It actually gives you suggestions. It gives you quick recipes or recipes for moms or whatever, but your recipe, your core word is in the middle, and then it adds these things on the side, and you're like, oh, wow, I could search for all these. These are suggestions. And I know if you're using Pinterest as a personal thing, you know, you look for recipes or whatever, you're not really thinking about this is what people are looking for, but that's exactly what it is. This is actually what people are looking for when they're looking for recipes. They're looking for recipe tips. They're looking for recipes for busy moms. They're looking for recipes, whatever that thing says, right? And I want to tell you, this is the same thing that I used when I was coming up, when I was creating keywords and trying to figure out a category for my book, which went on to become a number one international bestseller with Amazon. I used the same exact thing. I put in marketing, and then I looked to see what are the suggestions that Amazon is saying. If you're looking for marketing, you may want to look at this before I even got to the page or whatever it was. So I want you to try it, because really me explaining it to you now, telling you, you may be like, Carol, what are you talking about? So go in and check it out. Just go to Pinterest or even go to Amazon. Amazon is a good place to look for keywords also. And just put in your core keyword, whatever it is, web design or nutrition or, you know, whatever, coaching, whatever it is, and see what the suggestions are that come up. So now let's go back to Pinterest. So now you've put in recipes and you figured out you want recipes for busy moms. And so you hit that enter. Then underneath, you see all those little colored buttons that come up? That is additional stuff, words, that you could put inside of that heading to find out more. So now if you click on each one of those, all the pins that you see on that page when it comes up will have those keywords in there somewhere. So you just learned a great trick. So not only did you now learn, oh, I can find my keywords by using Pinterest and see what people are really, really searching for. And then I can hone in and see exactly what they want. And then I can use these same keywords in my pins, in my blog, in my title, in my site, so that people can find me. Isn't that amazing? So I want you to definitely go and try that out. Go and use that right away and see what you come up with. So the whole thing is, why is all this important? Why is it important to get traffic? Why is it important to use keywords? The main thing is, you're not in this thing just to do something with your time, just to have something to do, right? You are in this to get clients. And if you are in this to get clients, then you need to learn about keywords and keyword phrases. And you need to know what your keywords are and what your keyword phrases are that you're going to put inside of your website, meaning in your titles of your articles, the titles of your pages, in your navigation, inside the context, the content that you're writing, like in your description or in any of the blog posts, in the subheads. You got to have keywords everywhere. And you really want to look at it, because if you want to try to rank for one specific keyword on one specific article, that's the keyword that you need to focus on. So let me say that again. You don't put all of your keywords inside of, you can't, if you have 20 keywords, which is what we suggest, you have about 20 that you're known for, that if people are searching for these 20, any one or a combination of these 20 keyword phrases, then you will hopefully come up. You can't put them all inside of one article because it's kind of like cannibalizing itself. Google doesn't know what to send to you, and you have all these things coming in, and you may rank for nothing, right? So you pick one keyword phrase per blog post that you're putting out there, and then you figure out the other things that come in with that that go along with it. So let's say my goal is to rank for web design in Atlanta, right? So I need to look at every possible thing that could go along with web design in Atlanta. Or, why would you look for web design in Atlanta? What does it mean to have a web designer who lives in Atlanta and you're somewhere else? So I could talk about all of that. So just think about how you could break a subject down, put it in one post, and put it out there. And let's see if you can rank for that or get a lot of traffic. Because that's the thing. Remember, I said in the beginning, more traffic means more eyeballs. More eyeballs means it gives you more opportunities to sell. More opportunities to sell means more opportunities to close. More opportunities to close means that you have the opportunity to sell more, to make more money. And when you make more money, you can dictate what you're going to do going forward, how you're going to live, what freedoms you have with this money. So it's not just about, I want to make money just to make money. It's, I want to make money just so I can live the life that I want to live, so I can help the people I want, so I can do the things that I want, right? So money, the amount of money you have, gives you freedom. So maybe you say, Carol, I don't want to make a lot of money. Well, that's okay. Just enough money to do whatever it is you need, because you really can't do without money. Even if you, like, for instance, like if you, like, say, go off the grid. Even if you go off the grid, you're living out in a cabin somewhere, and you're, hunting and killing your own stuff and all that. You got to have money at some point still, because we are not an island. And you may not want to, I don't want to live like that. Maybe you do. I don't. I want to live where, I have some comforts, some creature comforts, and some shoes and some food, a house, roof over my head type of thing. So that's why we're doing it. We're doing it to get found. And if you're saying that I want to make an impact in this world and I want to help others, well, this is how you do it. The more people, the more stuff that you put out there, that you have your keywords and keyword phrases in it, and the more people that find you, those equal to more people that you can help. So I hope that I've broken that down for you, and not just think about, oh my God, keywords. I can't even think about that. That's so technical. That's so whatever. I can't think about it. You have to think about it. Because marketing, as I always say, marketing is big and vast, and there's a lot going on. But keywords, keyword phrases can really niche it down for you so that you can target the people that you want to work with, who want to work with you, who are going to pay you so you can live the life that you want to live and help the people you want to help. I hope that I've broken that down enough so that it makes sense. It's not too confusing, but go try those things out. You know, ask your people, ask your audience. If you were looking for me on Google or Bing or Yahoo, any search engine that you want, what are the words you would use? Ask the people that are following you. Ask your friends and your family members what they say. You never know. You might be able to enlighten them a little bit. And definitely use the Google Keyword Planner and Uber Suggest. And then go into Pinterest and try that out. Now that you know these little tricks, it makes going on the web and going on the internet and looking for things so much better, because you're always in that mode of, is that a good keyword for me? What else can I do to enhance this keyword or keyword phrase? It's really a lot of fun when you think about it, because knowing this stuff is really helping you to clue in on your unique, perfect audience who wants to work with you, who wants to be around with you, be around you. So now, if this is really like, it's really blowing your brain, you can't think about it, it's just too much, hey, let's have a chat. So I want you to schedule an online WOW assessment with me. That's where you and I meet on Zoom, and we can actually see each other, and we can talk, or we can meet on the phone, either one, whichever is easier for you, and I can go to your website and see, you know, what's going on with it. Where are you missing out? Where are you missing out on clients, and what you can do to stop it? We can look at your social media and see, you know, where you're lacking a little bit, and really I want to help you to get the audience that you want to work with, who want to work with you and pay you. So you can schedule your online WOW assessment by going to csicorporation.com/online WOW. Again, that's csicorporation.com/online WOW. Go ahead and sign up. It's absolutely free, no cost to you, but you will learn so much from it. And thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.